Good afternoon, Matt. It's actually a follow-up on a subject Mike Reese asked toward the end about penalties. Based on the way you teach defensive concepts, Devin McCourty was telling me that you live on the edge sometimes defensively. There's some penalties that you accept, and there are a majority of penalties you don't. What is your view on the way you teach technique and how penalties are called?
Well, I think Coach Belichick hit it. Hit the question right on the head. And obviously we're always going to coach and teach within the rules, as are explained to us, and we're trying to abide by those rules. So I think collectively as a whole, we're always trying to eliminate penalties. It is something we're trying to do, whether it's from the coaching aspect of it or the playing aspect of it. You can't have them. They're things that we look upon as detrimental to a drive, to a series, to a play, something that we're continually trying to eliminate from our game. So I don't think there's a situation where we're ever walking away saying, hey, that penalty's okay. We're always trying to coach within the rules. We're trying to coach, what the point emphasis is, and we're trying to do whatever we can to eliminate penalties from our play.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Hi, Matt. I just had a question about your defense. It seems like you guys now have a lot of players, both at the linebacker level and at defensive end, that are able to both rush the passer and drop into coverage. And obviously, those guys have their own physical skill sets that are problems to opposing offenses. But I'm wondering how much of or how helpful that is to your defense in terms of disguising what the offense sees before a snap when you have players that can do both of those things?
Well, I think in general, as we've always said defensively, all of our players are asked to do a lot of different things, whether it's play man coverage, play zone coverage, rush the quarterback, stop the run, play in the front, play in the secondary. We try to ask those guys to do multiple different roles whenever we see it applicable. So we're certainly going to ask our guys to do a lot. They do a tremendous job of studying and preparing and trying to execute the game plan to the best of their ability and what we're trying to get accomplished in that game. So certainly the more that you can do as a player, then obviously the more value you can create for yourself and hopefully help us win the game. And that's really what we're just trying to do, is put everybody in the best position to hopefully have a successful defensive play, series, and game. So.
Hey, Coach, good afternoon. How are you? Hey, Coach, I should know which play it was, but I do recall that in one of the game passing situations against the Dolphins, it seemed to me that there were, at the most one or two down linemen. It dropped everyone back into coverage. Is that something that you have worked on more as the season's going on, or is it something that came up during the situation? I just wanted to know about that.
I'm not really sure which specific play with the Dolphins. I got my mind fully focused here on the Jets.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry to ask that way.
Offensive issues there that we got to take care of, obviously, in the passing game.
Absolutely.
I mean, certainly, week in, week out, we have different schemes that we run and different plays that we, are trying to do to best defend what offenses do. I certainly speak on depth with, the Jets, obviously, with the run game, being
right,
extremely important for us to handle and then to play the, handle the play action pass game. We're going to have multiple different looks to be able to, help us stop that.
To ask you real quick, if I may, Stacey, because I asked Bill extensively and he answered extensively about the Wildcat. Is that something that adds to their impact on the running game? You don't have to answer it in a long answer, but
I think the Wildcat is something that the Jets have done a great job of developing in their offense. They have multiple different players that can be put in that position, so it's something you really have to be alert for to defend as a defense. And certainly, obviously, along with the run game, there's an element of the play action pass game, or even they've run some reverses out of it, some different plays where now they'll spread the ball out to different skill set players lined up in maybe in non-traditional positions. So they've certainly developed it to a point where they have multiple guys that can run it for them, which is even more difficult to try to, you know, defend and to recognize and understand if it's one particular player that just runs the Wildcat. You can kind of dial in and just be alert for that particular guy in that alignment. Right. But, you know, they've used, you know, just about everybody there. You know, they'll all be back there at some point, whether it's Chris Johnson or Ivory or Powell or Curley. All of them have been able to, you know, to be in that position and to run that offense.
Thank you very much.
Now, this is sort of a two-parter. I'm curious, what stands out to you as being different from the Jets, with the Jets now, compared to that October 16th game? And then I'm sure, you know, going back to that October 16th game, what stood out to you as the area that you guys struggled on defense that will have to be much better, you know, this time around?
Well, I mean, I just kind of wrap them up into the one answer here. I think the Jets obviously are doing a great job right now of controlling games. They're trying to put themselves into a tight game every week where now, you know, the game's going down to the last possession or the last couple of possessions where they have a chance to win. I think they're certainly doing a great job with the run game. You know, they're number two rushing team in the league. So they've certainly done an excellent job there of getting different ways to gain yards. Obviously, you know, Percy Harvin adds a whole different element to their offense that they didn't have previously when we played them, from a multiple threat, both running the ball. You'll see him in the backfield quite a bit, taking the handoff, direct handoff from the quarterback. You'll see him get the ball on different facets of sweeps or reverses, plays where they can, you know, get the ball to him out in space. Obviously catch and run type plays where now he can make a lot of things happen. So he's certainly a new element that we'll have to contend with, a very difficult player, a guy with great speed and great football instincts, someone that can really be a dynamic player in the game. So that'll be certainly, you know, a challenge for us. I think, you know, again, you know, Ivory and Johnson are both extremely good running backs, guys that can really create dynamic plays, explosive plays from the line of scrimmage with the ball. They run a very hard, you know, downhill type runners, break a lot of tackles, very physical style along with excellent speed. So certainly the combination there, the quarterback, you know, you have to contend with him and his ability to run and to, you know, spread the ball out and extend plays. And then, you know, Curley on the outside, Decker, who's a very, very good player, very physical type of receiver, big body, great catch radius, can go up and make those difficult plays. And, you know, those guys create a lot of problems. And I think they've always been solid, you know, at the tight end position. You know, I think they're Morrow, the young guy, and then Cumberland do a great job of really solidifying the middle of the field, you know, whether it's pushing vertical with the routes, blocking, or, you know, taking care of the underneath short to check down areas where the quarterback can, you know, get rid of the ball if there's issues with protection. So I think, you know, I think, again, they're doing a great job of controlling the game, really trying to, you know, keep it a tight, close game and then, you know, playing 60 minutes of difficult football.
Matt, since the start of the season, a lot of it gets made about Revis and Browner in the secondary, but looking at Sunday's game against you know, against the Dolphins, what did it mean to you and the defense to see guys like Daron Harmon and Patrick Chung getting some turnovers and having such an impact?
Well, I mean, I think week in, week out, we always make a point of emphasis on the entire defense. I think for us, it's about collectively as a group trying to improve, trying to get better. And I think week in, week out, it's going to be different players that are going to have opportunities to step up and make plays. And when that happens and when that opportunity presents itself, you know, you got to be prepared and ready to go and put yourself in a good position to make plays. So I think as a defense as a whole, we've had guys contribute in different ways all throughout the year. And hopefully we can just continue developing that way and continue to, you know, grow the defense and to get better each week.